came to Ivy in 1924. Mm-hmm. My father was working in Oxford.
So you went straight from school?
Yes, I was 14.
Right.
14 when I went there. It was from school. I was recommended to go there by the headmaster of the school. He yeah. said, there's a job going for you, Lydiard,
right.
if you'd like it. At the workhouse. And I thought, well, the workhouse. Mm. I thought it would stop at a different place to that. But anyway, I was really looking for a job because I'd turned 14 yeah. and I'd gone back to school again. And so I went along to the workhouse with some intrepidation, you know. I hadn't got a clue what it was like. But I was greeted there reasonably well, I suppose. You know, it was like going into Fort Knox in a way, because there was a ringing of the bell, and
right.
one of the inmates came out to let me in and wanted to know why I was there and yeah. who I wanted to see and all the rest of it.
Right.
And I had to sign my name in on a slate,
right.
which I understand, well, I did find out later, it was entered into a book, the time I entered and the time I left. And so I met up, that's where I went, met up with a master, and he said right. he was looking for someone to train up as a master's clerk.
Right. That was Mr. Smith?
Mr. J.H. Smith.
Yes.
He was the master. Yeah. Very stern sort of gentleman, with close-cropped hair, but I later began to respect him in every way. But it was a joint job there, because the matron's husband, Mr. Howard,
yes.
had died previously.
Right.
I understand he fell out of a tree, that's as I understood it anyway, so that she was retained as matron and living quarters there, and she had two sons and a daughter. Now Mr. Smith, he was a bachelor, but you know, he looked what he was, a very efficient man in every respect.
Right.